Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Side League. Use the promo code REDROCK for a free deposit bonus, and also get yourself in the running for some from playoff cash in some daily fantasy leagues. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at @redrock_bball, on Facebook at facebook.com/redrockbasketball, and email redrockfantasybasketball@gmail.com. Couple of game fives down today from Tuesday's action. But before I get into start talking about the games, couple of things I want to talk about. The Pelicans fired Monty Williams. I don't think that really, I think it's good for the Pelicans because he's not a very good coach. I don't really know how much it's going to impact fantasy. We need to obviously see who's going to be hired. Love to see Mike D'Antoni down there working with Anthony Davis. That could be, if that happened, I don't think it will, but if that happened, that would push Anthony Davis probably to the outright number one. Now, he's probably already in the running to be, or the favorite is the number one fantasy pick, along with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, maybe. Probably, I don't know if many people would take Kevin Durant number one next season, James Harden as well. But if D'Antoni took over in New Orleans, I think there is absolutely zero doubt that Davis would be the number one fantasy player next season. He would be pick number one. He'd probably be, end up ranked number one. But that's maybe that's a little bit of a pipe dream for me. But the Pelicans looking for a new coach. Again, we'll have to wait and see how that changes things. If it does anything, Tyreke Evans might be someone who is a bit of a loser. Not him personally, but in terms of his fantasy value, because we saw those instances of, I'm not going to call them plays, because Tyreke Evans standing alone in isolation while four guys stand out of the action and he just does everything himself is not really a play, but hopefully the new coach won't allow that sort of chicanery to go on. So maybe that affects the ability of Tyreke Evans to put up the big lines. Again, we just need to wait and see. So that was some interesting news that went down today. The next thing I wanted to mention is, I actually want to give a thank you to all you guys who are still listening to the podcast. I know all the regular season long leagues are done, but daily fantasy is obviously still going. If you guys are still listening, you're obviously really, really keen fantasy basketball fans and basketball fans in general. So thank you to everybody who is still listening to the podcast. I want to share a story with one of the listeners who sent me a message today, and it's great to hear. He entered a couple of tournaments on FanDuel and took home $8,000. I'm not going to say who it was, but $8,000 is a very nice little bonus for your winnings. So congratulations to that listener who took home $8,000. And I love hearing those stories of you guys who are in these tournaments and then take home some big money. And I love hearing it. So that was a good one today. Obviously still listening to the podcast and took home a massive payday. $8,000. It's not life changing, but it's short-term life-changing. Just to get a big $8,000 deposit is obviously fantastic. So congratulations for that huge win. If you're not playing too much daily fantasy, again, I don't know how much daily fantasy is going to continue after the second round ends. I don't think there's going to be much happening. But the podcast, again, still will be running. We'll be doing stuff. We'll be looking at some season reviews, trying to get some trends, talking rookies, dynasties, that sort of stuff. So there will definitely be content. It just won't be coming through every day. All right, that introduction is done. Let's talk about the games from today. We had the Chicago Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The unfortunately for me, the Bulls go down. The Cavs get the victory. They go up 3-2. Now, Game 6 does go back to Chicago, so the Bulls have a chance to tie the series. It was a pretty close game. 106-101. The Bulls, unfortunately, the Bulls go down. Let's talk about the performances, though, of what we saw. Nikola Mirotic was someone who I was very, very keen on if Pau Gasol was out. He was out. Mirotic played 18 minutes, and on the surface, he didn't do much. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. That's not much, but you spent $2,000 on him. That's amazing value for $2,000. He only gave you 16 points back, but for $2,000, that's plenty. You put that in, and then you stack up on other big guys like, getting a $2,000 player in there, you could have put LeBron in, who went absolutely bonkers and had 38, 12, and 6 with 3 steals and 3 blocks. He had 73 daily fantasy points. That's huge. You put that in, along with Mirotic's $2,000, you're well on your way to winning a big chunk of money. So the fact that the Gasol was out, and it said Mirotic, he didn't need to do hardly anything. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block is nothing. But that's all he needed to do at $2,000, and it was tremendous value. So we really need to pay attention to these low-salary guys and try and work out where they're going to have some value. Iman Shumpert had a really big game as well. 13 and 7, 3 assists, 3 blocks. He got another start. He played 42 minutes and at 31.9 points for his 4,700, he's definitely the better option over J.R. Smith. I said that yesterday. You had to pay almost $1,000 more for J.R. Smith, who went 9-7-4 with a block, only played 22 minutes. Sorry, that's the wrong Smith. I was looking at that's Josh Smith. J.R. Smith, 12-3-1 with a steal and a block. So not a horrible night, but you're paying over $5,000 for J.R. Smith and only the $4,700 for Shumpert. Shumpert has definitely been outplaying him, averaging 23, Smith averaging 19. And we got to keep using Shumpert if they're going to keep starting him, and he's going to keep playing like this. Mike Dunleavy, after a couple of bad games, put in another big performance, almost 30 points, 19-4-4. And at his salary, $4,500, I'm happy continuing using him, especially in tournaments. Talked about LeBron. The other two big guys for the Bulls, Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose, were both great. They both cost you $8,300. Butler went 29-9-3. Rose went 16-9-7 with 3 steals and a block. Now, Rose was very, very inefficient, but his overall daily fantasy value was great, and he's been averaging over 41 points, and his salary is still not really that high, so he continues to be a really good option to look to in these daily fantasy tournaments. Other guys to look at, Tristan Thompson was a better option than Timofey Mozgov. He got the start, 12-10, a nice double-double, 2 blocks. He continues to be someone who has some value in certain circumstances, but it's hard to rely on him. Now, Mozgov, he was absolutely putrid. 1 point, 6 rebounds, 1 block. I sort of warned against this because you don't know what we're going to get with Mozgov. That's the way it is. He had a big game in game four, and odds were that he was going to play less minutes than Thompson, and he was going to be crap, and he was. And that was, hopefully you guys were able to avoid him in that situation, because the signs were there that's what was going to happen, and that's what did happen. The other cheap options, James Jones, Tony Snell, they didn't really do anything. Tony Snell put up nothing. James Jones put up 1 rebound. No real value in those guys. Kyrie Irving was a little bit better, but definitely not worth the $500 more you had to pay for him than, say, Derrick Rose. 25-2-5 with a steal and a block. We might see his price sneak down a little bit, and then we might start jumping back over him. He's now averaging, though, less than 30 points a game. He's had a couple of games where he's injured and struggling, so that's brought it down, but his average is down to 30, whereas Rose is up to 41. I reckon at some stage soon those salaries are going to meet, and then we have to really start considering Kyrie again. But at this point, with the way that things are running, Rose is the better option. Taj Gibson got ejected in this game for kicking Matthew Dellavedova. I don't imagine he'd get suspended from it. It wasn't like a really deliberate, forceful, like, I'm just going to kick this guy. It was sort of in play. It was a little bit aggressive. He got tossed. I don't imagine there's going to be too much concern with him moving forward. 10-5, not a great night from him. Powell thinks he'll be back for game 6, so that's going to decrease Gibson's role. It's going to decrease his fantasy usefulness. It's also going to decrease Mirotic's fantasy usefulness, and it's going to decrease Joakim Noah's fantasy usefulness. Now, Noah played 41 minutes here, 10-9, a steal and a block. Not really enough, especially for those sort of minutes. Almost 24 points. Not a great night for him, but the logic behind using Noah and Gibson was definitely sound. It just didn't necessarily pay off all that well in this game. Matthew Dellavedova, at his price around $3,000, was okay. 5 points, 4 assists. Now, he got 18 minutes again. So, in tournaments, if he's going to stay around that $3,000 mark and he's going to play 18 to 20 minutes, you put him into a tournament lineup, he might get hot and get 10 points or 5 assists or something like this and really pay it back. Almost impossible to use him in cash games, though. Now, the second game, the Clippers and the Rockets. Well, just basically just continuing the Western Conference, every game is a blowout. This one, the Rockets blew out the Clippers, keep themselves in it, and amazingly enough, the Cavs and the Bulls, the Cavs are 3-2 up. The Clippers and the Rockets, the Clippers are 3-2 up. So we're both 3-2 series here. But you look at it and go, yeah, the Bulls have got a chance to win this series, and you think the Rockets have got no chance, but they're in the exact same position. So the Rockets got themselves back on track. Now, they do have to travel to Los Angeles for Game 6 to stave off elimination, but they pummeled the Clippers. They were up big early, and this is what the Rockets needed to come out and do. They needed to come out and put up... They needed to show some fight, and they did. They put up some big numbers, and I don't think they're necessarily going to win, but it makes you go, they're not done. You can't write them off now. Jason Terry continues to be pretty decent value at 3,300. 11-4-7 in 29 minutes is great. If he's staying around that price, we're going to continue to like him. Clint Capella had a nice little $2,000 game, 8-2-2. He got 11 minutes off the bench. He's only a tournament option, but it's something. They have been liking him throughout the playoffs. Trevor Ariza was solid, 22-8, 3 assists, 3 steals. Nice night from Trevor Ariza at 6,300. And he's just been really, really solid at that number, averaging 31.7 points. A real, he's been up and down, but hasn't been that up and down. He's relatively consistent. He's not a bad cash game option. Spencer Hawes was resurrected. He played 20 games. He played 20 minutes off the bench, 11 and 5, a steal. I don't think we're going to rely upon that at all. And the 19.5 points was the most he's put up throughout the playoffs. It was a great return if for some reason you managed to risk him, but there's a chance that he doesn't play at all in the next game. Remember, it was a blowout. James Harden had a triple-double, 26, 11, and 10. Nothing else, but it was a great opportunity to use Harden. He was less than $10,000. I said it was a pretty good guy to have a look at when he is under $10,000, and he gave you that value back. He almost gave you 50 points, which is exactly what you wanted him to do. And Dwight Howard, 20 and 15, a steal and 2 blocks, was also important at $9,000. Howard's price has been continuing to rise. It's getting to the stage that if it keeps rising, you know, if it gets to $9,500, it's going to be really hard to use him. Blake Griffin at $11,600, 30 and 16. 2 assists, and you go, you know what, that's a big night from Blake Griffin, but when you're spending $11,600, it's not that great. It's okay. You were definitely better off using LeBron at that price point, and which is that's what I thought would be a good option, but yeah, it's hard to go past Blake. But when we look at daily fantasy contributors throughout the playoffs, LeBron's averaging 57 points. Blake, 48. It's a big chasm. LeBron has been clearly the best daily fantasy contributor throughout these playoffs with his average. It's been fantastic. Blake, again, 30 and 16 is big, but he needed to go even bigger than that to really pay back his salary. Now, if you supplemented Blake Griffin with Jason Terry and Nikola Mirotic and you had Iman Shumpert in there and a Mike Dunleavy, then you got your value level back up there, but it wasn't the wisest use of the 11,600. It wasn't horrible. It didn't completely torpedo your team, but it wasn't exactly what you wanted. Chris Paul, 22 points, 10 assists. He played 35 minutes. The salary is still too high, 9,500. It was an okay game. It was good to see him getting big minutes, even in a blowout. So that's encouraging for game 6. Let's hope his salary drops a bit. If it gets back down to 9,000, I'm going to be all over Chris Paul. But at that price, it's a little high. Josh Smith off the bench, 9-7 with 4 assists and a block. Not good enough, but he did start in place of Terrence Jones, who was back to the bench. 12-5 for Terrence Jones. Not a great night for him. JJ Redick was really disappointing. Austin Rivers was back to regular Austin Rivers, 8-1-1. He still played 21 minutes, so he's still getting a little bit of run. I'd hope his salary, if it drops back down to a 3,500 mark, we start to looking to use him there. But if Chris Paul's back to his usual minute load, it's going to be hard to use Austin Rivers at a price of over 4,000, which is what he was today. He was only $300 less than Matt Barnes, who's a starter. Now, Barnes only played 23 minutes and he was yuck, 5-2-2. It's really hard to be using him in cash games. And Jamal Crawford's impossible to use. 5 points at 20 in 27 minutes at his price at almost 6,000. There's been a couple of good games from him, but overall, not ideal. Not ideal performances from Jamal Crawford. Really interested to see how this series goes now, if the Clippers can close it off in Game 6. They'd want to after letting a big opportunity slip here in Game 5. Now, let's see if I can get you guys into the same situation as that lucky listener who brought home $8,000 today. Let's look ahead to Wednesday's games. More Game 5s. Washington and Atlanta. The Hawks are favored by 8. John Wall is doubtful. Damari Carroll is probable. Carroll had that small hip problem at the end of game 4. He looks like he'll be fine to play. Wall, he was seen doing some shooting in practice, so there's a chance that he plays. Obviously, this is a massive, massive game. If the Wizards can get this one and then get Wall back for game 6, they're in a huge position. The Hawks need to absolutely hammer them here. They really need to put their foot down and go, right, this is, we're the number one team in the East. We are thumping you. They need to put it down and put it down hard, I reckon, here. Let's see how it turns out, but I think they need to go big and they need to put a lot of pressure on. Daily fantasy value. Dennis Schroeder is priced at $4,000. We've seen the Hawks use a lot of Schroeder Teague backcourts. Schroeder's been getting decent minutes and putting up decent scores, averaging almost 23 points, and at 4,000, that's pretty much enough. He can go big. He's probably not going to go much bigger than that. Like, he might give you a 25 or a 26. So the upside in tournaments isn't necessarily there, but I think you're going to be relatively safe for him in cash games. Will Bynum is bargain option here. If John Wall doesn't play, this is assuming Wall doesn't play, Bynum priced at 2,000. He's been putting up some good numbers, and he's getting those backup minutes, and he can score enough. He had a 14-point game in one of the games, and again, at 2,000, that's all you need. That just is able to supplement some of these other bigger price players that you can get into your lineup. So look for Will Bynum in a tournament option. Nene at 3,800, he's smashed the last two games. I'm happy to use him in a tournament only. A cash game, I just don't think it's going to help. It could, but it's hard to rely upon him. But at sub 4,000, I think you have to like him. Brad Beal has been excellent without John Wall. He's only at 7,700. I don't think that's gone up from the last game. He's averaging over 40 a game. He's really taking his game to another level in these playoffs. I think he's a good option. Jeff Teague at 6,900. Again, he was great in the last game too. I think he's finally over these ankle problems, and I like him a lot. Otto Porter at 5,100. He's now priced more than Paul Pierce. They're averaging basically the same points throughout the playoffs. I'm happy with using either of them, though. They're both getting decent minutes. Pierce has been playing well. Porter's been playing well. Use them both. Porter's not in a situation where he's a must-own, must-play player at over 5,000. It's probably pricing him out a little bit. Paul Pierce at that 200 bucks less is a little bit more favorable. A couple of other Atlanta guys at minimum salary, Mike Muscala and Kent Bazemore. Throw them in tournaments. They're going to get some okay run off the bench, but nothing too exciting. Ramon Sessions, 5,900. That's way too expensive. We're definitely not putting in Sessions. Again, at that price, he needs to give you a 30. He needs to give you 30 points. It's so unlikely to happen. I know he had one 30-point game, but it's Ramon Sessions. I just don't think that's going to be the case. He might give you 22, might give you 24, but 5,900 feels too expensive for me. The bigger price guys for Atlanta, Al Horford at 7,900, Paul Millsap at 8,800. I like Horford at 7,900. I don't hate Millsap, but I don't like it. But I do like Horford at 7,900. Less than 8,000 is a decent salary for him. Marcin Gortat at 7,300 struggled in the last game. I think I'd rather his price drop under 7,000 before I go with him. And Kyle Korver has really struggled in these playoffs. His price at 6,100 is way too high. And Damari Carroll struggled the last game. Slight injury. 6,900, that's too expensive. You can take Damari Carroll at 6,900, or you can take Jeff Teague at 6,900. I know if it's me, it's a very, 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 very easy decision of which guy I'm taking, but Damari Carroll at 6,900 is, it's overpriced. The second game, back in Golden State, Memphis and the Warriors. The Warriors will look to put in a big performance here. I really want Steph Curry to put in a big performance. If I get a big performance from him, I'll take home a few side league tournaments. I'll be very happy with that. The Warriors are favored by 9.5. We've got a total of 195. David Lee is someone to look at here, I think. In a tournament, he's $2,000. We've got no Maurice Spates. Again, Lee, we saw it numerous times in the regular season. He'd play 18 minutes and have 13 points and 7 rebounds. And if he does that at that price, it's a huge, huge bump. It's not a cash game play. It's a nice tournament one to look at because he can go pretty big. Now, he hasn't had a good game at all in the playoffs. His best performance has been 9.7, but he can give you a 15 or a 16 or an 18 point night, and at 2,000, that's worth its weight in gold. Vince Carter, if the Grizzlies get sort of bamboozled by the Andrew Bogut on Tony Allen thing and have to limit Allen's minutes, we saw Carter get almost 25 in game 4, and at 2,300, if he gets 25 minutes, he's going to hit shots, he's going to get some rebounds. Not a bad guy to look at too. Harrison Barnes' salary doesn't seem to be changing. He's at 4,300 still. He doesn't do much. He's not exciting, but he's a solid cash game option at that price point. Marc Gasol at 8,700 is pretty much as solid as they come, averaging 40. If he gives you 40 at that price, you're relatively happy, cash and tournament. And another guy at a cheap option, Sean Livingston at 2,000. Tournaments only, probably. Now, Mike Conley at 5,800. Again, it's really cheap. I keep saying it all the time. I'll be using him all over the place. And Steph Curry at 10,100. I think Steph's in for a big game. I think he's in for a really big game here. 10,100, I'm happy to spend that, especially if I can get some of these other cheap options in, like using, say, a David Lee or a Vince Carter, or throwing in Will Bynum at 2,000. If you're going to go big and put Steph in, or put Draymond in at 8,000 and Marc Gasol in at 8,700 and one of these $2,000 guys, I like Steph at this price. I think he can go pretty big. Draymond at 8,000, I think he is in for a decent game as well. He's averaging 33.6. Now, he needs to give you a 40, a 45 sort of point performance. Well, probably a 40-point performance would be good, and he needs to go above average, but I think that he can. And Courtney Lee at 3,800, you're waiting for him to drop off. He did in the last game. I reckon he bounces back. I think he's a pretty decent, cheap option to use. Andrew Bogut, Andre Iguodala, they're hard to rely upon. Klay Thompson and Zach Randolph really haven't been getting it done at their price, which is just over 7,000. I'd be reticent using those guys. Beno Udrih, we're avoiding, and Tony Allen, he was a mess in the last game if you used him. And I don't see any reason why you would want to go back to the Tony Allen well when there are other options out there at cheaper salaries who can give you just as much value as what he might be able to give you. And the risk on them is probably not as high as what it is on Allen. That's it. Podcast is over. Tweet me any questions you have or suggestions or anything that you want to know. Email me, Facebook me, what's the other one? Instagram me, send me any messages or concerns or questions or compliments or criticisms, anything you want through any of those forums. But make sure you're always talking about the podcast. Liking it on Facebook helps a lot. You know, if you see the post for the podcast on Facebook, you know, episode, whatever this is, 303, like it, share it, and it gets it out to so many more people, helps the podcast grow. And again, congratulations for still listening. Thank you for still listening. And I hope you guys are able to take home some of this daily fantasy money that's still on offer. And I hope you're still enjoying things that are going on in the podcast and you're getting like a little quick rundown of what's been happening and all that sort of stuff. And as much as you might not think it now, the fact that you're paying attention to fantasy basketball to playoff basketball and the fantasy value of these guys, when you come time to look at this stuff over the offseason, you will have been tracking what these guys have been doing, and you get an idea of the way that some of these guys might have been playing, the way that Schroeder's sort of starting to play throughout these playoffs, and you've seen him start to take over. Just a number of little things you can pick up, and it might pay dividends that you might not see, but it might pay some dividends for your seasonal league next season. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.